ni ne dinne we ma gani duk mission ni na be kwa ngp tshin dan sago ge gidin we win nan pe ge sha we du kun guk bangi goji abje tu ye gidin we win nan. So this is Nabik, and I'm here to talk about language again. And I hope this helps you to speak more Ojibwe, because we are Ojibwes and we should speak Ojibwe, right?
Right.
Ahau maji tada. Nung gumigo ni wite shindan, bebekange gome kega dege man ima owiya oshtiguaning. So I'm gonna start talking about parts of the of somebody's head. So let's talk about eyes first. And when we say eyes, we say nishkijik, nishkijik, and that is one eye. And if you're talking about more than one, nishkijigun, nishkijigun, my eyes, gishkijik, your eyes, oshkijik, his eye. If you're talking about more than one, your eyes, gishkijigun, or oshkijigun, your eyes, his eyes. So each time you learn a new name for a body part, always find out, of course, how to say it if there's more than one. Of course, if you have more than one of that body part. But also the what they call the locative, or the one that says, in my eye, on my eye. In this case, nishkijigun. Ung is the locative, what they say, in, at, to, my eye. Nishkijigung, or gishkijigung, oshkijigung, in your eye, in his eye, in my eye. Okay? So that's the very basic word talking about an eye. So what are some of the things that we need to be able to say? Like if you have something in your eye, you would say, imbinsin, imbinsin, I have something in my eye, imbinsin. Or, do you have something in your eye? Gibinsin inna, gibinsin inna. Or he has something in his eye, she has something in her eye, binsini, binsini, he has something in his eye. That's an important one, right? So with that one, you don't have to say the word nishkijik at all. The word binzini is, it means to have something in his eye or her eye. And to make it my eye, imbinsin, I have something in my eye. Gibinsin, you have something in your eye. Okay, binzini, he has something in his eye. And here's another one that's kind of good. Gijibishkijigwe, which means he or she has an itchy eye or has itchy eyes. Gijibishkijigwe. So if you say, my eye itches, in gijibishkijigwe, that's more like I have an itchy eye than it is my eye itches. In gijibishkijigwe. Do you have an itchy eye? Gijibishkijigwe inna. Gijibishkijigwe inna. Okay. So I suppose you could say they have itchy eyes. Gijibishkijigwe wak. Gijibishkijigwe wak. They have itchy eyes. Okay. So far we have nishkijigun, my eyes, and we have binsini, he has something in his eye, and gijibishkijigwe, to have itchy eyes. How about if someone's eyes are swollen for one reason or another? Here's how we would say it. Ba gishkijigwe. Ba gishkijigwe. His or her eyes are swelled up. This can be one eye or two eye. Two eyes. Bagijishki. Bagijishkijigwe. Bagijishkijigwe. Has a swelled up eye, he or she. So the last one I want to add on to our list today is Ojawashquabi. Ojawashquabi, which means to have a black eye. Ojawashquabi. He or she has a black eye. So if you're asking somebody, do I have a black eye? Indujawashquab inna. Indujawashquab inna. Or if you want to gossip, nashke ojawashquabi aw. Look at that guy has a black eye. Nashke, look at. Nashke ojawashquabi aw. That guy has a black eye. So to review a little bit, we've talked a lot about eyes and some of the things that we should notice. First of all, my eye, nishkijik, nishkijik, my eyes, nishkijigun, nishkijigun, in my eye, nishkijigun, nishkijigun, okay, shkijik. Now, when you listen to that, you're going to hear nishkijik, gishkijik, oshkijik, all that. But when you listen to the words when we're talking about the description of eyes, we're going to hear, not always, but commonly, we're going to hear gijibishkijigwe, bagishkijigwe. Okay? And that shkijigwe is talking about the how the eyes are. So gijibishkijigwe, he has itchy eyes. Bagishkijigwe, he has swollen eyes. Okay? And there are other ways when we're talking about something, ojawashquabi, and the abe, yabe, all those kind of wabe, is talking about sight, or the eyes, okay? So ojawashquabi, he has a black eye. The only one that's different in this list that we talked about is binzini. Binzini, he has something in his eye. But, the shkijigwe should be a tip-off as you hear those that someone's talking about eyes in a certain way. Another good word to know for the flirty folks out there is gimamino shkijigwe. You have nice eyes. Ooh, good snagging term. Gimamino shkijigwe. You have nice eyes. But that also can be used with your babies, too. It doesn't have to be flirty. So we'll keep it rated G here. So when you're talking about, and hopefully you're going to take these things and you're going to use them as much as you can. Hopefully you don't have itchy eyes all the time or swollen eyes or black eyes. Or you don't get stuff in your eyes. But it does commonly occur. So let's remember the words. First of all, how do we say your eyes? Gishkijigun, gishkijigun. How about, do you have something in your eye? Gibinzin inna, gibinzin inna. Or, are your eyes itchy? Gigijibishkijigwe inna, gigijibishkijigwe inna. Or, are your eyes swollen? Gibagishkijigwe inna. Gibagishkijigwe inna. Or, do you have a black eye? Gidujawashquab inna. Gidujawashquab inna. Okay, so that's you. Those are questions about that. Making this a little bit more functional. Okay, how about maybe he has something in his eye? Binsiniduk. Binsiniduk. Or, maybe his eyes are itchy. Gijibishkijigwetuk. Gijibishkijigwetuk. Or maybe his eyes are swollen. Bagishkijigwetuk. Bagishkijigwetuk. Maybe he has a black eye. Oh my God. Ojawashquabiduk. Ojawashquabiduk. That can always, all of those can be understood. He must have a black eye. He must have swollen eyes, or he must whatever. denoting uncertainty. So me ear wat the shintaman no go ma pegish ke kentaman ge abi bungi ge go the abjad toyan the shintaman in you ushki jigu na wea. So hopefully you pick something up about eyeballs today. Me goch apchi bizindawik, me sagona yo, me sunin nabik, me goch bizindawik.